25 years ago, a new Halloween tradition was launched.
Here's a story that's really scarifying.
Oh, brother.
I call it Bad Dream House.
The Simpsons' annual Treehouse of Horror. These episodes have proven so popular since the first one aired in 1990 that the FXX channel is running a marathon of all of them. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episodes are partly send-ups of everything spooky, like the Twilight Zone.
It looks like a vortex, a gateway into another dimension.
Ooh, a vortex.
In another episode, the devil pays Homer a visit. Marge thinks she knows why.
Homer, did you eat that donut?
No.
Chainsaws, one-eyed monsters, scary music.
Creepy nursery rhyme, like in every movie.
To hear Simpsons executive producer Matt Selman tell it, working on a Treehouse of Horror episode is like recess for troublemakers.
It's like regular Halloween. It's like people hold back and they behave and they be good all year. And then they get to let loose once and have terrible, terrible behavior.
And since they've done so many of them, they've been able to see what's considered scary grow more extreme. Treehouse of Horror episodes from the early 90s began with Marge coming out from behind a curtain with a disclaimer.
So if you have sensitive children, maybe you should tuck them into bed early tonight instead of writing us angry letters tomorrow.
But those first two episodes seem really mild compared to the carnage that followed, says Simpsons showrunner Al Jean.
I think it's just a societal thing. You know, my 10-year-old loves, you know, movies like Coraline. And I think the age of scary stories, you know, appropriateness has gotten lower.
Something's wrong. That music is in tune.
Hello, Bart.
In this season's Treehouse of Horror, 10-year-old Bart Simpson gets killed.
Tell my father, he's fat.
But before the dim-witted Homer brings his son back to life, he points out the animation for dead Bart looks fine. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.